2.9.
And now it's time for our weekly dose of Time Bandits, the section of the show where we try to deal with your time issues. And we're going to be talking to our time management guru, Richard. And now we're going to line one, which is Jade from North London. Hi, Jade.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, yeah.
I have this friend who's always phoning me. And, well, she just won't let me get off the phone. I waste so much time just listening to her, telling me every single thing she's been doing and every little problem that she has.
Yeah, I think that's a common problem for all of us. So, Richard, what advice have you got?
Well, look, say you'd love to chat, but you can't right now and you'll ring back another time. How about that? Or say you've only got 5 minutes and mean it. I mean, say goodbye when the 5 minutes are up. Use a finishing up expression like, "Oh, it's been great talking to you, but I really must go now."
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Not at all.
That's great advice, Richard. Must remember to use that with a mother-in-law. Right, we're going to line two now. We're talking to Nigel from Bury. Hi, Nigel.
Hiya, it's Bury, actually.
Oh, Bury.
Hi. What I wanted to say was, I am a very punctual person. You know, it's something I pride myself on. And I do spend a lot of my time wasting my time, really, waiting for people. Like, for example, I've got this friend of mine and we'll often have like an informal lunch together or something, and I will always arrive on time. I will arrive at the restaurant on time, but I have to wait for him. Well, it's at least 10 minutes, sometimes more, for him to arrive.
OK, Nigel. So, over to you, Richard.
Well, look, Nigel, I do know what you mean, because I've got friends like that too. I think the best thing to do, and speaking from experience, is send your friend a text or email on the morning of your get-together and tell them you're a bit short of time today, so you don't want to hang around too much, and ask him or her to let you know if they're going to be late. That should make them get the message.
That's great advice, Richard. Right, moving punctually on to line three, which is Judy from Horndean. Hello, Judy.
Oh, hello. Oh, dear. Well, it's my husband. He always expects me to help him find whatever he can't find. You know, usually his car keys or a particular shirt he wants to wear. Even when I'm busy and I spend too much time helping him and not getting on with doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right, I see. Okay. Richard, what do you make of that?
Rule number one, Judy, look, never ever drop what you're doing to go and help. Now, if he shouts at you from another room, just tell him you can't hear him properly. Let him come to you.
Oh.
Pretend you're really busy, even if you aren't.
Oh, I'll try.
That's fantastic, Richard. Thank you. Now, moving on to caller four, who's Wendy from Leeds. Wendy, what's your problem?
Hi. Every morning when I get up, I spend ages just standing in front of the wardrobe and trying to decide what to wear. Oh, it's just such a waste of time, especially as I end up then wearing the same thing again and again.
I know how you feel, Wendy. Richard, what's your advice?
OK. Straight up, Wendy, I got this advice from a friend of mine who works in fashion. She recommends you completely reorganise your wardrobe. Set aside 10 minutes one day, make a list of your 5 favourite outfits and hang them all together.
Right.
Then stick the list inside the door of the wardrobe. And when you can't think of what to wear, just look at the list and wear one of the outfits.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, my friend swears it saves her a lot of time.
Wow, thank you.
That's great advice, Richard. I should remember that myself. Now, time's ticking swiftly on, so we need to take our last caller, and that is Sue from Staines. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hi. Am I on?
Yes, you are. What's your problem?
I have kids and I work full time, so as you can imagine, I don't have much spare time. And I'm often in a hurry when I go to the supermarket, and somehow I always manage to have someone in front of me in the queue who seems to have all the time in the world, you know, who's really slow and even more annoying, gets into a conversation with the cashier. Do you have any tips?
Any tips? Any tips for Sue there?
Of course,
Richard?
Of course. Yeah. Well, first of all, don't complain out loud, because that might easily annoy the other person and make them take even longer. No, the thing to do is just politely interrupt and ask the cashier a question. Now, this should bring the person ahead of you back to reality, and that'll remind the cashier that there are other people waiting to be served.
Right.
All right?
That's great advice, Richard. I think a lot of people could use that. Right, I'm afraid time's up for now, but thank you all for your calls, and we'll be back.